Dr. Jimmy Guidry from the Department of Health and Hospitals joins us live now. And Dr. Guidry, long time no talk. Good to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, this if you look at media reports, this looks like it might spread very quickly and very widely. How dangerous is the Zika virus, particularly in Louisiana, where we have a very healthy mosquito population?
Certainly, what we learned from West Nile is that once this virus moves into humans and bitten by mosquitoes, that you'll see more and more infections. But we haven't seen any in Louisiana residents, either from abroad or here locally. But there have been some people that have gone to the countries where the virus lives and bring it back to this country. So it's the same information we're giving people in West Nile. Don't get bitten by the mosquito and you won't get the virus. But there's really not a whole lot of problem with getting this virus except for pregnant women. That's really the ones we worry about.
Yeah, we're reading a lot about the risks to the unborn. Can you lay out some of those that it's been linked to?
Well, what we've seen in Central America, there's been an increase in babies that are born with small heads, which means they've found in those babies that the mothers had the Zika virus, and so it created a problem in the development of the baby, which ends up with a smaller head and certainly some problems with learning disorders and that type of thing. So CDC is advising, and medical professionals are advising pregnant women not to go to these countries where they may get bitten and get the virus, because it would certainly be a horrendous thing to have a baby born with those kind of problems as a result of this virus.
Is anybody working on any kind of an inoculation for this? Is there any type of vaccine in the works, or is this something that just kind of has been discovered and that's going to take a while?
That's going to take a while. If you look at West Nile, after all these years, fight the bite, not getting bitten by mosquitoes, trying to get control the mosquito population has really been the way to try to keep this infection from spreading. So it's really not a vaccine that it may take a while before we ever get to that point. So trying, not to get bitten, certainly not going to countries where you can get this, especially if you're pregnant. If you're not a woman that's pregnant or anything, though, maybe 20% of people that get this infection show any symptoms. Most people won't show symptoms. It's not a bad thing. It's just bad for these newborns. So it's really important that we pay attention, just like we did West Nile, to control the mosquito population, wearing the proper clothes, wearing mosquito repellent, getting rid of standing water, all these things we've recommended to try to keep the mosquito population down.
So let's talk about controlling mosquitoes and avoiding the bite, fighting the bite.
The mosquito abatement areas around the state, as we well know, try to stay ahead of the mosquito population, but really takes everyone trying to make sure they don't get bitten by wearing long sleeve shirts and long pants so they don't get bitten, but also putting door and window screens to keep mosquitoes outside and emptying standing water so that mosquito doesn't have a place to breed, and of course using repellent not to get bitten. But certainly the abatement companies do a great job of trying to control the population, but whenever there's standing water, we all know how the mosquitoes can be difficult to get ahead of.
Dr. Guidry, for most of us, if we do get this virus, as you say, a great many of us will have no symptoms. For the rest of us, it's kind of like having a flu or a very bad cold with perhaps a rash. But investigators in Brazil are looking at a spike in the number of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, which can be life-threatening. It attacks the immune system. Have you heard anything about this? They're trying to link it to the Zika virus there.
Yes, Guillain-Barré is something we see with viral infections, and it is very scary. They've not been able yet, in studying it, to say that it was definitely due to the Zika virus, but there is an increase that they're seeing. And that's not unusual. After we see some viral outbreaks, sometimes we'll see Guillain-Barré, and the scientists have to try to figure out, is it related to that viral infection, or is it the body's immune system that's reacting to the viral infection? So it is something that has been in the news lately, that they think they've seen an increase, and certainly that gets concern. But it's not to alarm people, because the majority of people don't have any symptoms. Certainly if they have Guillain-Barré, that would get everyone's attention. But it's not that prevalent yet that we know the answer.
Dr. Guidry, you know, things that are bug-borne, I hate to use the term bug, but mosquito-borne like this, we know that there have been a couple of cases in Hawaii. That's still a great deal of distance from the mainland. These people were infected while visiting other countries. How long is it before we can really expect to see our mosquito population in Louisiana carrying or potentially carrying this virus?
Well, at West Nile, which, you know, might be a model, it's very different. Usually it's carried by birds. So the mosquito population gets that West Nile virus in birds. This one is a little different. So it would really depend on how many people go to these areas and come back with an infection, get bitten by a mosquito. So the more we focus on not getting bitten and paying attention when we go to areas where we might get the infection, the more unlikely we'll bring it back. But, you know, travel's so global now, it's just a matter of time because people will eventually bring it back and mosquitoes will eventually get it. But it's certainly something which we can help slow down by not getting bitten.
And, you know, just to repeat the things we all know, but it bears repeating. Avoid standing water on your property where they can breed. Wear a repellent with DEET. You stop me if I'm hitting anything wrong.
Okay.
Long sleeve clothing. Generally, is it dark is better than light?
That's correct.
Okay. And that's pretty much it. And avoid being out at dusk or at dawn.
Avoid getting bitten. Fight the bite.